Gerry Kelly from Sinn Féin. Morning to you, Gerry.
How are you doing, Stephen?
What do you think?
Well, I mean, to tell you the truth, I didn't hear it until I heard it in your programme. I just thought I should phone in. I'm just going into a meeting, so I apologise if I can't stay long, but I think we have to come on and say that this young man needs the support to get compensation. Wherever that compensation should come from, there's a policing board this week, and I'll certainly be raising it at that, and we'll be raising it after this phone call. This young man, I mean, there was a lot of publicity around the damage that that hit him at the time. He got a lot of support and continuing support, but then when the publicity goes, he has to work his way through life, and getting this type of pressure on top of the pressure that he's already under is not fair, to put it on its mail list. And he needs as much support as he can get, so he should get it. I mean, he was attacked. They talk about, you know, while he was in work, going to work and all of that, but he was attacked specifically because of his work. This is not like an industrial accident where you fall off a ladder. This is an attack on him precisely because he was a police officer.
So you start to wonder, Gerry, whether the legislation actually needs to be fundamentally changed because of the situation we have in Northern Ireland. If we are going to assess police officers, or indeed other people in the security forces or elsewhere, as to whether they were actually in work or on their way to work, a police officer's on duty 24 hours a day insofar as he may be targeted 24 hours a day.
I think that's true, and I don't think that anyone, including the police officers, would argue that they get special treatment in terms of compensation and all of this. What they want is a fairness. The job is different because they are on duty, and they are being attacked because, well, it doesn't matter whether they're in a barracks or somewhere else, they're being attacked precisely because they're police officers. So, I mean, there is a series of different areas where compensation comes from, and we'd be looking into this and seeing if we can speed this up. Certainly, I'd be raising out the police board. You'd be guaranteed of that.